Good afternoon. Thanks for calling customer support. This is Vicky. How can I help you?
Vicky, hi. My name is Mary Harms. I had gotten an email last week from CVS that, you know, if I do a survey, I get this gift and I pay shipping and handling. And so they charged me the shipping and handling. And then the next day they charged me another $56.
Okay.
For what, I don't know.
Okay, sir, may I have your zip code so I can locate your account, please?
My name is Mary. I know I sound like a sir.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. I'm sorry. I get it all day, every day.
All my entire life.
You're in good company, Mary, because I get called sir every single day. Even though I say, this is Vicky, how can I help you? Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you,
I
sir.
I know. I've had people, they don't believe it's me on the phone. I go, it isn't. And I try to go, my name is Mary Elizabeth. I try and change my voice. Idiot.
I know, right?
I
need
you. My zip code is 11735.
You said 41 or 11?
No, 11735.
Okay. Thank you, Miss Mary.
You're welcome.
Okay. Mary Hams.
Harms.
Okay.
Harms way.
Okay, let me bring the screen over here because our eyes are shot. Okay. Ms. Harms, could you please verify that shipping address for me, ma'am, for security purposes on your account?
625 Fulton Street, apartment 9, Farmingdale, New York, 11735.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I hope you're staying warm up there.
You know what? Menopause, I'm always warm. People freak out. I'm a visiting nurse. I walk around all day without a coat on and people freak out. I go, I like the cold.
Yes,
and then
ma'am.
I tell women, I look at them and I go, menopause. And they go, okay, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. Me and my grandson used to be in a store and he would grab a magazine and start fanning me. And he'd come out. He would tell the other people in line, she's just having a hot flash. She'll be okay in about 2 minutes.
Don't you love the grandkids?
He was
so
4.
Well,
I was so embarrassed.
That's so adorable.
And then he'd be like, don't ask grandma for anything right now. Wait 5 to 7 minutes. She'll be okay. She'll be back. Yeah, it was awful.
Oh, my God. How cute is that?
Yeah, it was not too cute when you were in the middle of the grocery store.
I know. I was afraid if I went to the beach, I was going to explode, you know.
Oh, my God. Bless your heart. Okay, let me see. Fortunately, Miss Harms, your bank declined that charge, but let me tell you what it was for. You paid $7.95 back on the 4th of this month,
right,
for that neck massager. Now,
right,
after you paid the $7.95, a disclaimer came up and said that you've been enrolled or you would have been enrolled in the factory. Well, you've been enrolled in it because they tried to get the money. It's something called the factory direct store.
There was nothing at all that alerted me to that whatsoever.
And you know what? That's so crazy because I just got off the phone with a lady just before this call. She did the survey. She got one of the gifts and they told her that you're going to be enrolled. I don't know why it comes up with some people. And some people, I honestly believe they don't see it or it doesn't come up because...
I guess I probably didn't see it because I'm sure it was there in small print or whatever.
Yeah.
But I didn't expect it because it was a survey from CVS. Like,
yep, and her, yep.
Go to my house. I'm there every day.
Wow. Well, what it is, Miss Harms, is 48 hours after you pay the shipping, they say that they send you a link to your email address. Because they enroll you in something called the factory direct store. And that charge of now is $56.95. It's gone up. It's $56.95
yeah, well,
a month in exchange for a $125 gift card each month that you enrolled as a member. But they'll charge you that every month until you call in to cancel.
No, I don't at all want it.
Okay, so let me get it canceled out because they will rerun that charge if you don't cancel. So I have you canceled out, ma'am, and I have a cancellation number for you whenever you're ready. This will, now you'll still, wait a minute. Yeah, they've assigned a tracking number to your, what did you get, the massager. So you'll still get that.
Yeah.
But you just won't, that they won't run that charge again after
okay.
today. Now,
okay.
According
I got,
to this.
I got a pen and paper in my
okay.
hand.
I tracked it. It's coming regular USPS, ma'am. And it says that the anticipated delivery date is going to be February the 12th before 8 p.m.
Okay.
So that's your delivery date for that neck massager. Here's your cancellation number for that account.
Okay.
It's going to be C as in cancel.
Okay, C.
Yes, ma'am. 258.
258.
907.
907.
Yes, ma'am. Then 975.
975.
Yes, ma'am. Now, this way, you're more than welcome, Mary. They won't send you out anything else. They won't bill you anything else. And your expected delivery date is this Saturday.
Okay.
And it's coming just regularly.
Where are you?
I'm in Alabama. Yeah, I know.
Alabama. So what's your temperature right now?
Probably about 67 degrees.
41 here. It's toasty.
Miss Mary, you're a mess.
It was 18 on Saturday, and I went out to meet a couple of girls I work with, and I walked into the restaurant with no coat, and they're like, Mary, and I go, oh, shut up, I just got out of my car and I walked in here.
Exactly.
Like I walked in the street. I walked 20 feet to the door.
The part that gets me is though when you get the night sweats, and then you turn the fan on. See, I sleep with my box fan on, my dresser, my ceiling fan on, my balcony door cracked, and the air on as low as it'll go, which is, I think, in my house, 60, but on air conditioned.
Yep.
And my friends come over.
I live in New York. I have my ceiling fan on all the time. My mother lives with me, and she gets hot a lot, and she has oxygen in her room, so it gets it hot. We have the air conditioner on almost all year. We like it. Like 65 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And then when people come over, they go, oh, it's cold. And I go, all right, when if somebody comes over, turn the heat up. I'll live through
mm-mm,
it. But it's like,
mm-mm,
now me
mm-mm.
and my mother like it cold.
Mm-mm. If somebody comes over, you're going to have to put a hat on or some socks, or I'll give you a blanket.
People come into my bedroom and they're like, it's icy in here. And I go,
yeah.
I know, I love it.
Me too. you can hang meat in here. Yep. Sure can. Keeps the germs down too.
Absolutely. Yep, it does. It's good.
Okay.
My darling, it was so nice. I appreciate all your help.
Yes, ma'am. Likewise.
It was
good talking to another.
Email me your address. I'll come and I'll visit you in Alabama.
I'd rather you email me yours. I just take your email and come see you in New York.
Okay, 625 Fulton Street, Farmingdale. I'll see you on the weekend.
Okay, Mary. You stay safe.
Have a
Thanks
good
for
night.
Calling customer
thank
support.
You
too, dear heart. Bye-bye.
Bye.